It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Monday, January 28th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, wondering if we really need to have televised musicals.
And I will be talking about a new documentary about Michael Jackson that just premiered at Sundance and is getting a lot of discussion. But first, a few more of today's headlines. Regular listeners will remember us talking about the K-pop stars Hyuna and Edan, who left their label last year after they opened up about the fact that they're dating.
Ooh, drama. Drama in the K-pop world.
According to the terms of their agreement with their former label, terms that are pretty widespread in the K-pop world, you're not supposed to say if you're in a romantic relationship with anyone. That way all the fans can imagine that maybe you will be their next dream lover.
Was this one of those situations where they were trying to like have a sneaky date, and because K-pop stars are such a big deal, people were like following them down the street and got some photos?
I mean, it's hard to date subtly if you're Britney and Justin or if you're K-pop stars. So there's a big kerfluffle. They got dropped by their label. They got rehired by their label. Then they ended up leaving it anyway. And now they've signed to a new label founded by Psy, the K-pop star who had a massive international breakthrough with Gangnam Style. This is interesting to me because I think this might be a sign of changing norms in the world of K-pop, just as it's getting huge with bands like BTS. We have a couple of big show announcements from huge bands. Well, one super huge, one getting huge.
Break it down.
All right. So first, we'll start with our friend Ezra Koenig, who's just hanging out at the New York Knicks game at Madison Square Garden on Sunday night when, surprise, the venue announced that his band Vampire Weekend will be playing a show there on September 6th.
So do you think he worked it? So he was like, I'll play a venue here if I get season tickets?
Or even just courtside seats for this one game. Well, there was the date, the announcement up on the big screen. Vampire Weekend's new album, Father of the Bride, is due out this spring. So that's a pretty big venue for Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
But when you are The Who, you have to go even bigger.
Now, didn't The Who just announce they're doing like a huge orchestrated tour?
Exactly. So we're not just talking about The Who. We're talking about The Who plus an entire symphony orchestra, plus just for opening bands, a couple of, you know, up-and-comers, Eddie Vedder, you might have heard of him, the Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Just Pearl Jam's lead singer. Sounds about right.
Yeah. So when you've got that whole situation happening, you're going to need to book Wembley Stadium. That's what's happening on July 6th, The Who with those openers and a symphony orchestra all playing Wembley Stadium. And yeah, if you can't make it to London for this show, it may be the case that The Who and the orchestra, although probably not Eddie and the Kaiser Chiefs, are coming to a venue near you because they did just announce the North American dates on their Moving On tour. Composer and pianist Michel Legrand has died at age 86. He collaborated with greats including Miles Davis and Liza Minnelli, but he's best known for the film work that earned him 3 Academy Awards to put on the shelf next to his 5 Grammys. His resume includes writing the song The Windmills of Your Mind, kind of became a standard from the original Thomas Crown Affair movie in 1968, won the Oscar for Best Original Song. He also scored the classic pop opera movie The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. He won a Best Original Score Oscar for the 1983 Barbara Streisand movie Yentl. He even landed on the pop charts with his own recording of his theme to Brian's Song. That would be the 1972 tearjerker TV movie starring James Caan and Billy Dee Williams.
Sunday night, Fox aired their latest in the televised musical experience with their version of Rent. And note that I didn't say live televised musical experience, because what aired Sunday night was, for the most part, a previously recorded dress rehearsal of the musical. And why did they air a show that wasn't supposed to be seen by, well, any of us, really? Well, because Nashville native and television show Nashville singer and songwriter and actor Brennan Hunt, who was playing guitar hunk Roger in Rent, hurt his ankle. And unlike actual Broadway performances, there was no understudy.
And he couldn't just do a Harrison Ford and heal up and then go back and reshoot the scenes. It was coming up.
Yeah. And I have to say, I do love the musical Rent. I've seen live performances in the theater more than once. In fact, most recently with our producer, Anna, last year. And I watched the movie version starring most of the original cast. And you know what? I think that's how I would recommend seeing it. As a former music theater geek, I love the idea of democratizing the theater, making live musicals available to everybody, you know, because those ticket prices do get a little cumbersome. But the version that was aired, it wasn't live. The audio was muddy. Sometimes it was too loud. Sometimes it was too quiet. They had this live audience there that really made it hard to even hear what the actors were singing or saying.
And even when these things are live, are they ever all that great? They kind of, to me, they fall into that uncanny valley, right? It's not like the live theater where, oh my gosh, this is happening right in front of your eyes. But it's not really a movie or a pre-recorded TV show either. It's an extremely choreographed live performance that always just feels a little weird.
Yeah, and with the camera work, especially what they had for the dress rehearsal, and I don't know if they were working out the kinks, but it was very swoopy. It didn't really feel like that live experience. And I don't know, it kind of seems like there's decreasing interest in having these televised versions. If you remember, NBC kicked off this trend in 2013 with their live version of The Sound of Music, which 18.6 million people watched. Sunday night's show, 3.4 million, which is still a lot.
You know, these are never going to get better than the iconic Christopher Walken giving it about 12% effort as Captain Hook in Peter Pan.
Yeah. And that said, Vanessa Hudgens of High School Music fame, she was absolutely wonderful as Maureen, and her version of Take Me or Leave Me with Kiersey Clemons as the lawyer Joanne was a definite highlight for a lot of people. And Broadway alumni Brandon Victor Dixon, who's been in Hamilton, and he's kind of an expert at this as well because he was in the televised Jesus Christ Superstar as Judas, he was a definite standout with this version of I'll Cover You.
I have longed to discover something.
Michael Jackson's family have issued a statement saying they are, quote, furious about a new documentary that details allegations of sexual abuse by the late pop star. The documentary, which runs about 4 hours, just premiered at Sundance and will hit HBO in March. So this is something people are going to be talking about.
4 hours? Is this going to be split up to 4 episodes, or is it just one long movie?
Or a couple of parts, I would think. Yeah, it's called Leaving Neverland, and it centers on the stories of two men who say Jackson abused them when they were boys. The film's director, Dan Reed, acknowledges that the men previously denied having been abused and even testified in court in Jackson's defense when the star faced other allegations of abuse. But speaking at Sundance, he explained, that's why this film became 4 hours, because it's a story you have to follow from the beginning and weave across 2 decades. It's so potentially confusing. Reviewers who saw the film at Sundance say the allegations in the film are specific, credible, and disturbing. IndieWire wrote, "You'll never listen to Michael Jackson the same way again. In fact, you may never listen to Michael Jackson again at all." In their adamant statement, the Jackson family repeat their assertion that Jackson was, quote, completely innocent, and add, "We are furious at the media who, without a shred of proof or a single piece of physical evidence, chose to believe the word of two admitted liars over the word of hundreds of families and friends around the world who spent time with Michael, many at Neverland, and experienced his legendary kindness and global generosity." This will certainly be something that people will be watching and will be talking about again when it hits HBO. Today's viral clip is one of those moments that's always a little chancy. You know, you see a dancing kid out in the audience, you're like, oh, what if they went on stage?
Jay, do you know that that's been my dream at every show I've ever been to, is for somebody to point me out like a Bruce Springsteen pointing out a Courtney Cox in the audience and just holding out their hand. That's all I want in the world.
Well, you'll be glad to know, Jade, there is a new you, or at least someone who has that same spirit. There's a video that Mark Anthony, the salsa pop star, posted to his Instagram from his show last week in Anaheim. And so he was up on stage doing his hit Vivir Mi Vida. And there's this little girl in a pink dress dancing down in the crowd and just has her salsa moves down. She is burning up that little dance floor. And so in the next video, you see Mark Anthony pull her up on stage and you're like, okay, sure, she was great. She was very spirited, but how is she going to do in front of an arena worth of fans all looking at her?
Dance like no one's watching.
She killed it. She did so amazingly. It's fun to watch this video because you see her just like completely glorying in this moment, as I'm sure you also would have, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Anthony is just kind of like trying to keep up with her. And then by the end, as he goes up to thank her, he's kind of like wiping a tear. He's just so moved that this girl just like rose to the occasion. It's pretty fun to watch. That's today's music news. You can see that video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle. The Current is on Instagram at The Current, and pretty soon we're going to start posting some of our music news stories to The Current's Instagram story, so jump on if you want to get your music news in Instagram as well. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines. Whenever